You are not your body, therefore you are immortal. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are doing very well. The greatest fear of every creature that is alive is death. The destruction of the ego self-identity, the fear of the intense pain that it conveys, and that is expected. Death instigates intense fear in all of us, especially when we've confronted the loss of a loved one, friend, family or pet. The death of a loved one gives us the strongest and most maddening psychological and mental pain, so we translate it to our own death, even though many times we may fear how we get to it rather than death itself. But from the point of view of the one who dies, death is a predator with no teeth. All the accounts of people who remember how they died in previous lifetimes, and also what other people who have had near-death experiences have shared, that indeed, there is a lot going on in the spirit side and that there is no destruction of our own identity and ego self. We continue to be conscious of ourselves, of who we are and how we got there. This is at least mostly as there are many accounts of people who don't know they are dead, so it would depend on how they died. Even from the point of view of the information that is freely available on Earth, not having to trust anyone, or any single spiritual teacher or master, the amount of information that indicates that there is a spirit world and that our consciousness transcends after our life has ended, is overwhelming. I know that countless scientists may want to refute this, explaining away everything in a purely deterministic and materialistic manner, but as I explained in my video, the falsity of Earth science, the scientific method cannot be applied to everything and it is also controlled so that the results conform to the interests of the ones in power. You cannot apply the scientific method of having to be able to reproduce and repeat results to validate something as scientifically proven to everything that exists, and even many disciplines that are considered to be sciences simply cannot corroborate nor prove any of their theories and hypotheses. Examples of such sciences would be astronomy, where the scientists can only observe the heavens, formulate hypotheses about what they see, and try to explain away everything using mathematics, even though it has been proven that it results in a self-contained mathematical universe that does not reflect the outside world, this mostly in the case of astrophysics. Or sciences such as anthropology, psychology, or sociology, where their subjects are impossible to prove anything in them using the strict rules of the scientific method and forcing it on these disciplines results in incongruent and dangerously wrong conclusions. My point is that Earth science simply cannot prove countless things that are known to be true in other more intuitive ways, and beyond any shadow of a doubt. The conclusion other much more advanced cultures have come to accept as truth and hard fact is that the body works as a filter for perception, to only experience living within a very narrow and restricted bandwidth of frequencies that are perceived as the so-called material world, and that narrow bandwidth is also part of the spirit world, resulting in there being no such thing as a material world as it is only a perception. The illusion of being in a body, or of being a body is very compelling, very strong indeed, and that is the whole point of it, to provide that experience. But you are a soul, you are free from all concepts of time and space. Everything that you truly are is in the ethers, in the spirit worlds, and what you perceive as someone, as yourself in a body is only the translation into the so-called material world that biology gives. Everything you truly are and everything you experience, and all your memory is not in your body, your brain, nervous system, and DNA are the translators into the material world. Your DNA and each of its crystalline parts act as antennas that are activated or commence to vibrate when a frequency of vibration is in accordance with theirs, and the specific DNA code in each cell is tuned to one specific soul, as a specialized receptor. You are experiencing the so-called material world through your body, but you are not your body, much as when a drone is used to go into far away and difficult to access places and its operator sees through the cameras of the drone and manipulates objects using the drone's mechanical arm and hand. All the operator's attention may be there with the drone, but the subject is not in the drone. There have been many instances where a person suffers major brain damage, resulting sometimes in the removal of a large part of the brain, and it has been proven that all the memory of the person is still there, nevertheless. Memory loss is caused by much more complicated factors that compromise the entire brain's ability to act as a translator for the soul on the etheric side. Such as a severe chemical imbalance within the brain, or the damage of key controlling parts of it that will affect the entire system. There are specialized parts of the brain that process and control specific functions, for example, specialized areas for sensory perception, speech centers, and so on, but in the case of memory, there are none, as the entire brain works as the translator. Memory is very much linked with who we are and with the formation of our ego self, and it is not found inside the brain, it is in the etheric field, in the spirit world. This causes people with severe memory compromising conditions like Alzheimer's disease not to be able to access the memory on the etheric side because their physical brain is compromised and is unable to complete the connection. But the person is still there, probably feeling despair and trapped inside a body that cannot translate into the material world what the soul intuitively knows is there. But the knowledge that we transcend death, and that we go on, manifesting the world we are in as a direct reflection of who we are and of our vibration, knowing that we can reincarnate into a physical body if we want, should be very comforting. I find it especially important for the people, for the souls on earth to know this, as they are so heavily immersed inside a society that constantly pushes materialism and determinism as the only thing that truly exists in the universe. Life on earth, inside Western society, has pushed the notion of being only a body, and insisting that there is no proof of anything else, as another mechanism to control the masses. As I have come to find, even Christianity accepted and taught the concept of reincarnation, well into the Middle Ages, until people in Italy started to commit suicide in very large numbers as they were desperate because of the high taxes and the exploitation they were being subjected to, by overlords and by the church itself. So they had to erase reincarnation from their teachings to be able to impose the notion of heaven and hell, to instigate terror in the hearts and minds of their population. It is clear that on earth the controllers are interested in instigating everything that brings despair to the population. They promote everything that makes people feel separated from source itself, as awakened and enlightened people are impossible to exploit and control. But rest assured that all stellar cultures know that the spirit world is there beyond any doubt, and so does reincarnation, and the concept that we don't lose our ego self-identity when we pass on. You cannot ever be separated from Source, because you are Source, and that becomes something to see as blatantly obvious. I strongly suggest you invest some time researching the paranormal. If you haven't already, you quickly start to be able to discern fraud and fiction from the real thing, and it is then that you start to realize that there cannot be any other explanation than the fact that the spirit world is there. Don't be afraid of evil spirits and entities because once you understand them well, you begin to see that you can control what you experience, but I strongly discourage making any kind of rituals, summoning, playing with the unknown, or giving rites of pass to anything you don't understand. The spirit world is there and it does affect the material world in a very direct and strong manner, and not understanding this fact, entering into skepticism and denial, and following scientific deterministic and materialistic dogma can have strong consequences. Because as we've come to understand here, those dark entities that may be egregores and manifestations of the human collective have in their best interests to make the population of living humans on Earth believe that they do not exist, as to be able to exploit and control them more efficiently. I see that the spirit side is far more complicated to understand than the material world, but it is possible and it is a necessity for us all who have a body. But the good news is that we can protect ourselves and our energy so we can control what we experience and what we want. The spirit world is often associated with ugly and evil entities and things, but it is not only that, as I've said before, it is only a matter of perception and of personal vibration and frequency that dictates what we will see and experience wherever we are, dead or alive. The spirit world is our true home, and it is beautiful and truly magnificent, but we must also stop associating our conscious sentient existence only with the material world because the spirit side and material side are the same, so we need not wait to be on one or another side to manifest all that we want and all the best things and experiences we all want for ourselves and our loved ones. We are incarnated for the learning experience of being able to control what we feel, think, and manifest. Be wise, watch your vibration, be happy, and be kind. With much love. Your friend, Maurice Waru.